Welcome, everybody, one and all. It's that time of year again, and the big guys ride again. We were kind of not really riding that much this year, but who knows? 2019, maybe we'll ride a little bit more. But before we get into anything else, man, the guy that's always riding with me, ride or die, we got Big Jesse in the house. What's up?
I hope you're steering whatever vehicle we're riding in, because if it's up to me, we're fucked. I'm good. It feels like we're the holiday big guys now.
Yeah, man.
This year, at least.
Did we do any other than the Halloween one? I don't remember.
I feel like we did some at the beginning of the year, but I could be totally wrong on that.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I know we did Horacopia stuff. I don't know, man. I've done so much recording.
You've done so much, but it feels like the last half of this year, we haven't done much.
Yeah, we haven't done nothing. The holidays are here, and it's kind of throwing a wrench in everything.
Christmas is like coming. I mean, I obviously, you know how many days, but I just yesterday when I sat there and I'm like, holy shit, we're like 6 days away. It just seems like once it hit the middle of December, it just flew.
Yeah, man.
It's just crazy that it's next week already.
I know, man. I'm not even ready. Are you ready?
I have everything bought. If that's what ready means, then I am ready. But I mean, a lot of my stuff's, I do like gift cards and restaurant stuff for people. I mean, I had to buy stuff for my cousin's two kids and my other cousin and stuff like that, gifts. But I'm ready, for better or worse. It just does not feel like, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. It feels like Christmas, but it doesn't. Like, I know that makes no sense, but it's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, not to bring the show down. It's just holidays are rough, rough for us now.
Yeah.
This time of year. But we got a little light in our household.
I was just going to say, like, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, and you guys already know. I don't want to go into the whole situation, but this is my grandson's. That sounds weird still. I
was going to say, like, have you gotten used to it at all?
No, not yet. I think it'll probably kick in once I hear it from him out of his little mouth.
Yeah, like he says something.
Yeah. So, but yeah, my grandson Daniel, this is his very first Christmas. He will be 9 months. Another week in it, a couple days. But yeah, the time's been flying by with him. He's just special little guy, and we all love him so much, and he's just goofy and awesome, man. I'm glad he looks like his mom, because
I hate his dad. But I wonder if that's like a prerequisite for, like, when your child has a baby, if, like, you always hate the dad.
Yeah, I'm sure my in-laws, they've gotten into it a little bit with my mother-in-law, but not, my father-in-law wasn't really around, but I met him once, and he is no longer with us. He's back east, but he had passed a while ago. But from what I remember of him, he seemed cool to me. I really don't know, didn't know him, but I really don't know that much of that side of the family. I know some people on Renee's dad's side of the family. I've only been out there twice. Mm. He lives out in Nebraska. I met her other brother and her sister, really cool. I think her aunt, I can't remember, but I've also met her uncle and her other aunt. They live also in the Bay Area. I think I'm out of that side of her family. I think we're more close to them, just because we see them all the time. But it's cool to go out to Nebraska. I will never go out there in the summer.
Does it get really hot?
Not really hot. It's the humidity, and I'm sure it's humid in your part of the nation.
Oh, it is. I fucking hate humidity. I really do. Dude, I just hate it.
I almost died, man. We went out there in July. And oh man, it wasn't really that hot. It was just the humidity. I assume any of you guys that live out there in the east, that deal with that every year are just used to it. But
it doesn't make it any easier, though. Like, it just, it fucking sucks all around.
Living out here in the West in the dry desert, it's just the heat that bugs me. But I'd rather have dry heat than being all sticky. And I don't know
because I've never been in dry heat, but I feel like humidity makes it harder to breathe. Whereas when it's hot, you can, I don't know if it would be any easier. I don't know. Like, I've never dealt with it. So before we get into whatever, I mean, you know us, we never have a set schedule. I just want to throw a shout out to our last year Christmas giant 3 episodes, because I feel like if everybody wants in the Christmas cheer, I can guarantee you that has it. Like, I feel like we covered years worth of Christmas in our first year.
Yeah. I mean, that was 3 shows of Christmas. It was.
And they were all really good, I thought.
I know one was about movies we did with Big Brian from the Horror Returns.
Otherwise known as the Witchboard Haters.
Yeah, them. And then,
then the other one was about the toys.
The toys. And
which then turned into an amazing story about the Death Star.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the Death Star, have you watched the second part of... it was in the first part. Have you ever watched The Toys That Made Us?
I haven't watched any of it, but I want to.
Check out the Star Wars one on that one. There's 2 seasons so far. It's supposed to be, I think it's 3 parts. Part 1 and 2 are out now. 2 came out a while ago, and I always watched that, dude, and just the nostalgic of seeing all the old Star Wars, the 70s Kenner Star Wars line. It always makes me think of that show that we did and me talking about it. I had the opportunity to buy one.
But you said it was too expensive, right?
He was going to sell it to me for $100. As a guy I know. He still has it, and he probably will, but I'm not ready for it yet. I mean, I don't want to just buy it and have it sitting in a closet. I want it out and displayed and for me able to play with it whenever I felt like it. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'm still working on trying to get my studio together. I basically move it into everything I got right here into another room. But that's what I want it. I want it, and I want to build it like a... I won't build it personally myself. I'll probably have my dad do it when he comes up. But like a little stand, a little nice wood stand to display the Death Star. It's not just some... To me, when I look at that, it's the holy grail of anything I've owned.
You kind of said that. To anybody who hasn't listened, like, that's... I highly recommend... they're all great, but that in particular, because I've never heard someone talk so lovingly about like a toy mixed in with like life experience. Like, you guys really need to check that out.
I mean, like, if you see me when I see one, I see them every now and then at conventions, and they're not always put together. There isn't always every piece with it, or it's not in the box. My buddy, his is in the box still. And man, when I saw it, I was like, oh,
it didn't be. Now, did they make like a newer playset of the regular Death Star, or do they just do the newer kind of things?
They haven't made one like that, like the original one. They've made more smaller scales, but it was just different. There's actually some that's like maybe the size of a little bit bigger than a basketball.
That's depressing.
And it opens, it's round, but it opens.
I remember, I don't think I told this story on there. I might've, it's not really a story, but I don't feel that way now as far as like, I need to have one. But I remember how I had the same kind of feelings when I got the Technodrome for the Ninja Turtles when I was little. 'Cause like it, to me, it was like gigantic. And then, of course, I got mad at kids in my room and threw pieces of it at them. So there's that story. I always tended to just wing things at people when I was mad because I felt like they would hit if I heard their voices. But I always like loved the idea of the big play set for like the big scale things, like the Technodrome or like the, like you said, the Death Star, Castle Eternia for He-Man, which I never had.
It was the Turtles?
Yeah, the Technodrome was what Shredder used, like his fortress type thing.
Oh, okay, here it is.
Like to me, little me, it was big.
Oh yeah, so it looks just like the Death Star, or it's kind of, it's the same concept. This looks like it's sitting on something, but it's like that. It was probably about that big, and then it kind of opened up, and you can play with the little small little figures, not the regular 3-inch ones, but the little mini ones that they had.
Mm-hmm.
But that looks pretty sweet, dude. I mean, I've never.
Yeah, I was real excited when I got it. I remember when I was little.
I've never seen this. I mean, but yeah. Yeah, but when we were out shopping, it was about a week or so ago, Renee and I were getting stuff for everybody. And it's always hard for us. I mean, for Renee and I to, well, what do you want? And then I'm mm-hmm. I don't care anything, but I already
got- I have that trouble too, like, because I always make a Christmas list for my parents of just things, and with like rent movies being like rentals on iTunes and stuff now, like it's harder to come up with things, especially I did it, but this year was tricky because I mean like all the big releases I rented right when they came out, so like I don't need to have them, so it's gotten a little trickier.
Did you see Venom yet?
No, I want to though. I feel like I'll like it even though I know it was very poorly received in some circles, but I feel like I might enjoy it.
Yeah. I picked it up the other day, and for those of you that did listen to our Venom review, I tore the movie apart, but Lazisu and I were both like, well, he liked it more than I did. We're both hard media collectors, Blu-rays, DVD, what have you.
It always surprises me, and I've talked to you about this before on this very show probably, how you can collect stuff that you outwardly hated. Like, I would never want to waste money on it.
It's like, I love the whole Marvel, just everything Marvel, anything to do
with
Marvel.
Okay, so you just want to have...
Especially movie-wise, yeah, and... It looks good on my shelf when all the Marvel movies are together. I even picked up I picked these up a while ago, the Fantastic Four ones.
I've never seen those.
The first two, and then that reboot or whatever it was of the whole thing. And
I've always just steered clear of all that.
I didn't mind the first two. It was that last one that really pissed me off. Eric liked it because he doesn't know who Fantastic Four are. So I was sitting in the theater like, but you know how I get. But that's
what. Speaking of that, what we haven't talked in so long. What have you seen recently?
I saw Bumblebee, which comes.
How was that?
I liked it.
Yeah, I've heard like positive things. I mean, I don't think I'm going to run out to see it, but you seemed fairly. Not negative on your Facebook post, so I thought it mustn't be that bad.
No, I mean, I was shocked, man. You can go back and listen to my non-spoiling review. I actually saw it like 2 weeks ago.
How did you manage that? I saw that you did, but...
They, I don't know. It was... The Zisu's the one that caught it. He was like, hey, man, they're doing advanced screenings all throughout the country, and I checked the theaters where I was, and it was playing... One theater was playing it. So I got in there really quick and bought my ticket. I'm glad I did because it was packed. And I mean, that's how I saw, I don't know. I think it was because it's coming out this weekend. What, today's Thursday when we're recording.
Yeah. It's out tomorrow, right?
Yeah. It comes out. Well, it's tonight and
tonight. Yeah.
Official day is tomorrow, but
I wonder why they haven't just changed that because of everything is Thursday nights and just say that they're starting like for this example, like January 20th or whatever.
Yeah, like, they used to do like just midnight screenings. I mean, well, technically it's the...
Because that's right. Technically, yeah. But now it's like earlier. I mean, Aquaman, for instance, is showing at 5 and 8 here. Yeah. So I don't know.
We're going to... Zisu, he's in town, so we're going tonight. Yeah, so get ready for our ESP at the movies. We're going to probably do a double shot of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse as well.
I need to see that.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
So it's as good as everyone says?
Yes. Check that out. I won't go into it, everyone, because save it for our review. But
yeah,
we're gonna do that as well as Aquaman, and I don't know when he's gonna see Bumblebee. That was another thing. There's two big blockbusters that are coming out the same. Well,
there's kind of, I mean, it's not on the same level, but there's kind of three if you count that Mary Poppins movie.
Oh, that's out. That's right. I think
it came which out, I've heard that's really good.
That came out yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, I just mean it's the same weekend.
Same weekend. Yeah, the Zisu saw it. He liked it. But, I mean, I love him and everything. He likes everything. So.
Yeah, I don't usually go by critics, but critical reviews for that have been pretty good, it seems like.
I'll probably eventually see it, but it's never nothing that really.
Yeah, I'm not going to rush out, but the trailers do look good, though. Like, I am kind of like, I need to see that.
Speaking of Disney movies, did you see Christopher Robin?
No, but I want to. It's the one, like, there's always movies at the end of the year that I want to get to that I haven't, like, dumbass me, I haven't seen John Wick 2 yet.
What? Dude, that was like 2 years ago.
Was it really that long?
I don't know. It was either a year or two. I don't remember.
I haven't seen Christopher Robin.
Oh, dude, Christopher Robin, man.
I haven't seen Black Panther.
Oh, come on, man. You got Netflix. There's no excuse.
I know. And I own the damn movie. I just have, I don't know. I really want to see Christopher Robin by the end of the year, though.
Dude, that one's really good. Bring your tissue.
Because I wanted to see that from the beginning.
Yeah, bring your tissue, man, because I was in the theater wiping my eyes.
They said that it would be emotional to, like, our type aged people.
Yeah, it was kind of depressing. But, I mean, it was a really good movie. I mean, out of these live action Disney movies that they're trying to bring back for the younger generation, man, that was probably my favorite. I still haven't seen Beauty and the Beast yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it still on Netflix? I better get on it.
If it is, I'd say watch it. It's so good.
I better get on that before they pull everything off, because I know the Disney Streaming Plus or whatever they're gonna call it, it's coming out
next year, right?
Yeah, I think pretty soon. So I better get on there and watch all that. But yeah, I mean, I thought Spider-Man, Bumblebee, oh, The Mule. I saw that.
I want to see that. That looks good to me.
It was good, man. I mean, I liked it. If you're any fan of Clint Eastwood, go check it out.
Yeah,
that's my little mini review for that. But yeah, it's really good. What else have I seen? I think those are the last three new movies.
Mainly, I thought you saw Bumblebee. That's what I was kind of getting after.
Yeah, Aquaman tonight, and hopefully Bumblebee again. Well, I'm thinking I'm going to wait to see that with Eric. He still needs to see Spider-Man. I felt bad that I went and saw it without him, but I couldn't wait. I was actually going to go see it with the Zisu and his daughter last weekend on Friday. But one of my buddies texted me. He lives in New York. And he goes, dude, I just got out of Spider-Man. You got to go see it. And this was Thursday night, and I was still at work, and I looked, and there was a late show, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's no end of the credit scene, like, at the very end.
I figured not, because I guess they could do it for animated.
There is a after the movie scene, but it's kind of really close at the very beginning of the credits. But there's nothing at the very end. So any guys that haven't seen it yet, and you're hearing this, you can... After you see that first credit scene, you can roll out. There's nothing at the very end. But if you do want to stick around, you can listen to Chris Pine. He was one of the Spider-Man out of the many Spider-Man that were in this film.
I didn't realize that they had. I know it's Spider-Man into the. I thought it was just Peter Parker and Miles Morales, like the main two. I didn't realize they had like all the other iterations that were in it too. I mean,
this isn't a comic book story, so there's not really. That wasn't in the storyline. There is comic references in this, as well as Spider-Man reference from the movies. I mean, some of these characters people just didn't even know. Like, they didn't know who Spider-Man Noir was or who Spider-Gwen, much less Spider-Ham.
Is Spider-Gwen a current thing? Because I just pop up recently, like on different Twitter talks and stuff, but I didn't.
Yeah, she's been around for a while, but the thing that was I was hyped up for was Spider-Ham, Peter Porker. Oh my God. That came out back in the '80s, and I've always loved that comic series. Then it kind of disappeared for a while, but then they brought him back. But I was always a fan of that, and finally getting to see him in action in a movie was amazing. Down when I was in LA with Mike a couple weeks ago, when you're down in LA, man, they're hyping up everything under the sun, TV, music, movies, whatever. That Into the Spider-Verse billboard was everywhere. It was awesome, but the thing that was really cool is on the very, very top of the billboard was Spider-Ham standing there. It was actually a wood cutout or whatever. They just kind of bolted to the top of the billboard. I was like, oh man, I would love, if I was in my old days when I was bad, I would climb up there and break that off just to keep it.
For all the listeners, in any podcast that I've ever been a part of, anyone I've ever co-hosted with is worse of a person than I am. I lived a very, from what I've realized, squeaky clean life.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go into. I know we're supposed to be talking about Christmas. This is Christmas, and
I'm trying to like think of things for Christmas, but I'm coming up because we covered it all last year.
Yeah, I mean, we're just gonna go for it on this one, but this is a Christmas themed story. This is in my bad years, everybody. When I was a little kid and didn't know any better.
Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, I had. Itchy fingers for things that I liked. And
did you do that? Were you one of those people?
I was a five finger discount type of guy. And yeah, man. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but hey, man, I'm a kid. And that's
that stuff happens.
This is what kids do. Not all kids, but this is what kids do. I remember I went into Toys R Us, rest in peace. I was just like, there's so many people in there. Everybody's holiday shopping and whatever the new figure
was. I've always heard holiday was a nightmare in there. Oh, like, yeah. I never went in, but my parents did.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. This is when G.I. Joe was going strong. The Real American Hero line, the little small figure, the 80s ones. And I still am. I'm a huge G.I. Joe fan. And there was just some figures that I just didn't have. And
you took them.
Yeah, the bad little guy that I was.
How many did you get? How many did you make off with?
I think like about four.
Oh.
This was at a Toys R Us in Hayward. It's no longer. Well, none of the Toys R Us's are here. Speaking of Toys R Us, man, I hear they're going to bring it back, but they're going to call it Jeffries.
I've heard that. I wonder why. I wonder why the name changed.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they just want to get away from Toys R Us. But Toys R Us is like an iconic store. I mean, why change it? But I don't know. It's like changing the formula from new.
I wonder if there's something with like the bankruptcy filing or something where you couldn't open up something with the same, I don't know, same name.
Yeah, that sounds.
That's like the first thing that popped in my head. I have no idea. I could be totally talking out my ass, but.
But that sounds right, dude. I mean, that sounds legit. I don't know either, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that's probably the reason. But anyway, so I go into the store. Store is packed. Things are everywhere.
Kids, which is helpful for what you're going to do.
Yeah. So I go into the store. I look around, and it's just chaos in there. It's probably like maybe a few days before Christmas. I remember it was on a weekend because it was just packed full of kids, and I was in there. I would have been at school. Plus, Hayward was the only Toys R Us in our area was Hayward at the time, and that was it wasn't like I could just get on my skateboard and ride over there. This was a ride the train, get on the bus, and then ride my skateboard a couple blocks. So I went over there. And I went in, I just looked around and went through the Joes, saw that which ones I wanted. And the packaging now, I don't have any G.I. Joe figures around me, but the packaging now is, I don't know, maybe the kids that still do this, I'm sure there is, but it's like a double package kind of, because before it was just like a little plastic seal. glued onto the cardboard, and you can just open it up and the figure would fall right out. Now there's actually a little tray.
I figured it's probably gotten harder.
Yeah, it's a little tray on the, in there. So it'd be harder and probably a lot louder, because before you can just kind of just peel it up and then the figure would slide out. And then the only thing that would be kind of hard to get was either the weapons, because the weapons were just taped onto the side of the plastic of the little shell. So, and especially if they came with more than one gun or a backpack.
Yeah, then you were screwed.
Yeah, so, but I mean, I got them. I got what I wanted and just kind of kicked them around the store for a minute. And then when no one was looking, just put them in my pocket and rolled out. This is the thing, man. This just came to me. I never really looked for like a security, like camera. Like now, man, there's cameras in.
Well, I wonder if they didn't have them back then.
I'm sure they did. Maybe they just weren't. Like now, because if you go into a Walmart or whatever,
they were like, I don't know if what yours was like, but they always told us whenever I'd ride the bus that they had cameras, but everyone knew they were never on. They were just like sitting there.
Yeah, there was.
I don't know what the purpose of that ever was, but that's what the rumor always was, that they weren't actually on.
There was cameras on our bus and everything, and there's still cameras on there today, even on the.
I'm sure they pick up more now.
Yeah, all on the trains and everything, but. I don't really remember seeing any cameras or anything in there. If there was, maybe pointed at the registers and not each aisle. Or I don't remember, but I remember just getting what I wanted. I can't remember the figures I actually got. I know I grabbed four of them because it was like a big haul. And then I just kind of walked around the store a little bit and then just walked out. So I got on my skateboard and just hauled ass down the street. I'm not proud of it, everybody, but hey, I was a kid, and that's what
I feel like not everyone, like you said, but I feel like a lot of kids have done that.
Yeah, it's just what some kids, not all kids, do. But yeah, man,
it's probably harder than ever to do it now, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is, man. I was at the mall the other day, and I don't know. I don't know if these kids were up to something, but they seemed like they were. They were at, what's that video game store?
I don't even know what the hell video game stores are now. Like, I can think of it, but the name is eluding me.
Yeah, it's I know there's red and white lettering.
GameStop?
GameStop, yeah. Yeah, that was it. I mean, they looked like they were conspiring something.
We had a few at one point. There was one upstairs and downstairs of our mall, and I always went to Electronics Boutique.
Oh yeah, I remember that store.
Which I think they eventually called just EB, which was weird.
But yeah, I mean, I was just watching those kids looking at them. They were like whispering around, and one kept looking over his shoulder. They weren't trying to get video games, because video games are all behind the counter and everything. But I don't know what they were doing. I just kind of laughed and. Just made me think of those days. But walking through the mall and just all these holiday shoppers, I hate the mall, especially around this time when Renee and I were there. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. She kept going into all these stores, and I would just being the old grandpa that I am, and would just sit on a bench and just look at people. I mean, I like that everyone's out. Happy and shopping.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. Like, I like that too, but
yeah, I mean,
you can have it.
The Christmas music is blasting, and just the decorations of the mall. I mean, it's cool.
Man, it just seems like, I mean, it could all be in my head, but I just feel like people are in general, are in better moods.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's
this time
cool.
Of year.
I mean, everyone's out there, and you can just hear the conversations of, oh, I got to get this for my mom or my boyfriend or what have you. And it was cool. I was just sitting there listening. I could have just sat there and just listened to that all day. I hate the mall, especially now, because just mainly because it's just packed in there. And it seems like everyone just forgets their manners.
Yeah.
Around this time. So I was kind of like,
they forget their manners, but in general, they all seem happy.
Yeah. Everyone's happy. Nobody's arguing or anything, so it was cool. But I'm sitting there watching this older couple. And I don't know what made me just start to watch. I can see them coming. And they're just walking along. And they're looking, they're window shopping, pointing at things. And just the big smiles on their face. And then next thing you know, they lock arms and they're walking along. And I'm like, right on, man. Who knows how long they've been together, but
when you see that, it makes you think they have been.
Yeah, like how many Christmases have they had together? Uh-huh. And then I sit there and think about it and all that. But I mean, it's cool. But then you get the little bratty kids that are crying, and the parents are mad, and you see that the mom and dad are mad at each other.
Yeah, you get that too. But to me, like, I know this isn't always what it is, but I keep thinking of like the kids, like how long have they been at this shit?
Yeah.
I mean, like they're crazy. Probably done over it.
But you do get those other kids, the ones that just the mall rats that just come to hang out and don't have an agenda
right.
to get anything. But I just sit there and look at them and then I'm like, I mean, all the bad stuff that I did when I was a kid. Like,
was that you, though? Would you ever just hang out at the mall?
No, hell no, man. We had other things to do, man. We were too busy skating. And if we went to the mall, it's because we were skating in the parking lot. But it was rare that we went in. I think the only times we did go to the mall as a big crew is during the holidays. And that was always fun, mainly just to hang out.
Was your movie theater at the mall? Because like ours was.
No, there was one theater at the mall, but it was like in the ghetto mall.
Okay.
It was a dollar theater. We
like ours even now is it's not in the mall, but it's like behind the mall.
I like going to those in the mall theaters.
I wonder if anybody even has those anymore. I wonder if they're all just separate.
There's a mall that I go to in Fairfield. It's you can get into the theater from inside of the mall, but it's mainly kind of, you can also get to it from the outside, I guess.
When you say theater mall, I automatically think of like, for me, it was old school. Like, I think they had four or five screens. That was it.
Yeah.
Like that's the memories of the mall theaters I have.
The one we had, I mean, you went, you had to go into the mall and kind of walk a ways in. And it was
ours is on the bottom floor. I'll never forget it.
Yeah,
it's like at one of the ends of the mall.
It was. This was like the hood mall. And there was just all these old movies that
I missed that. As weird as that sounds.
Yeah, they've been out of the theater for a long time. They're like already on TV, but they're still showing them at this theater. It was like a dollar theater, which was cool, man. I didn't mind paying a dollar to see some old movie again. So,
and you know how people say nowadays that, we can get stuff on demand and everything. There's still something. And if you look at the box office, I think it hit like $8 billion or something like that this year, broke a record. There's still something about going to the theater.
Of course there is. I mean, especially we have all these new big giant Fandango TVs now, but nothing's better than sitting in a theater.
And there never will be, I don't think.
No, man, I love going to the movies. I go to the movies all the time, pretty much. If not every week, every other week. I mean,
do you ever get that? I don't know which movie you have, AMC or whatever your theater is. Do you get those, their version of like movie pass? Because I feel like that's something that would benefit you as often as you go.
I'm thinking about it. We have Cinemark movie theaters in our area.
Oh, okay.
The deal sounds good. I mean, you only pay like eight bucks or something a month. And you get all these discounts for this and that. And if I buy tickets like for someone else, it's cheaper.
The one for us is like $19. Basically, it's the same as Movie Pass is, but it's like $19 to $20 a month. You get to see three movies a week or something like that. Like, I feel like something like that would benefit you.
Is that AMC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, there's an AMC down in the Bay Area. And me and Marky went and saw something. And, I was listening to their ad during whatever movie we had seen, and I was like, man, I wish there was
an AMC. That's an amazing deal.
I would have been all over that.
I just think like that would be perfect for you as much as you get to see things.
Yeah, man, I would have been all over that. I mean, it was just, oh, man. I mean, I wish. But all we got is Cinemark, and we have Galaxy. I bounce back and forth at those theaters. I know one of the Cinemark theaters is the only one that has the pick your own seat and recline and all that. The Galaxy, they have all those recliners and everything. But I believe the other there's three Cinemark theaters in Reno, one downtown, and then there's two in south side and north side of Reno.
I feel like for big guys, just to sound pop in my head, if we don't have a topic, we're just a nostalgia podcast, because I feel like that's what we always talk about.
Yeah, man, because we talk about movies and everything else on other things. And we go into more depth. I think this one is more of just a
kicking back. Yeah. We almost don't even need topics. We can just hit record.
Yeah.
I feel like in a lot of ways. Do you have any memories of, like, I have one. That's why I'm thinking of this. Going to the theater to see, like, a big movie in the Christmas season?
I was just thinking of that. I think the last one that I remember going to was Home Alone, the first one.
Oh, okay. I remember seeing that. The one I'm thinking of for me is it was always tradition for the 3 years or whatever it was to go first weekend to see the Lord of the Rings movies.
Was that during the holidays?
It was always December.
Oh, I don't remember.
It seems like it had the like December middle of the month, like 15th or whatever spot that Star Wars has now.
Hold on.
But I loved being able to go see like something around that time.
I think it was last December was Last Jedi.
Last Jedi.
Yeah, and then next December is episode 9.
I just love December for like big releases now. Just I'm in that mood. I don't know, like Aquaman.
Yeah, I mean, we got Aquaman and Bumblebee. I mean, this weekend. So as far as everything else, I don't know what else is coming this year. Because on East,
I think we're pretty much done.
East Society, we're doing our top 10. My top 10 is already locked down, but we're also doing other lists, like top 5 comic book films that came out this year. It's kind of, for me, I think it's kind of hard to, since we had so many comic book movies that came out this year, to jam all those into just the regular ones.
I have a hell of a time making lists. I'm assuming I probably saw 10 movies in the theater this year. I don't know. Like, I feel like I've seen everything, but I don't know if I actually went to the theater. Like, I don't know how many 2018 things I've seen.
Oh man, I couldn't even tell you. I've seen,
you beat me. I know that for sure.
Just about everything. Not everything. There's still some movies. I still need to see A Star Is Born. And I still need to see Bohemian Rhapsody. I haven't seen those yet. But as far as, I think I have seen a lot of stuff this year. I mean, there's some stuff that's even streaming on Netflix that's on my list. And it was one of the Netflix original movies on there. So, I mean, that's cool. But yeah.
One of those made your top 10?
Yeah, man. There was one. I'll tell you off air.
You have to tell me off air. Yeah.
Because, man, it was hella good. Yeah, you should check it out. I'll let you know what it is when it's over, when we're done. But okay. Going back to Christmas and the mall, I haven't done this in years. My kids are all bigger now, but eventually I guess we're going to have to do it. Hopefully maybe this weekend. Christmas is on Tuesday. Is the Santa Claus pictures, yep, with little kids.
That and the did you guys have a train?
Not around here.
Okay. We always had a Christmas tree and I used to love to ride when I was little.
Oh man, there's always, especially on the weekends. I mean, I think the best time to go see Santa or get your picture with Santa is during the week when school's going and nobody.
Cause the crowds. Yeah. Right.
It is like a madhouse and all the kids seem to be just crying. Especially with babies, man. I mean, you gotta get it. Hopefully you can just get in there and get out. But I mean, sitting there looking, there's a lot of benches around where Santa's at. So I went and just sat there and wanted to just, watch. Cause it's cool to see little kids seeing Santa just, sitting there and all happy and tell them. I remember doing that myself.
I do too. I think I was always happy. Like, I don't think I ever didn't want to go unless I was like super young and don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I was always nervous as hell to talk to him because I mean, I don't know why, but I was always nervous.
Yeah, I never
be friendly or not, which was weird, but
I never I was excited, man. I was I didn't want to. And I mean, there is some kids, I mean, that are scared or just some stranger that you don't know.
It is kind of, if you think about it in that way, it is kind of, it does seem like it could be kind of very stressful because you're like, oh, you're going to sit on this stranger's lap who you do not know.
Yeah. I mean, from what I remember as a kid, I remember just
I always loved
the Santas were the guys with the fake beards. And
yeah,
I mean, that's what you get. You don't know any better. But right now, man, these jolly old guys with the real beards. I mean, I think that's pretty much what the malls want. They want the guys with real beards, not the fake ones. Yeah. So, I mean,
if anybody out there wants to be in like the Christmas spirit even more than you are, I don't even know if it's still streaming on Netflix, but I'm sure it's available. I don't even remember the name, but that documentary about those people that play Santa from a couple years ago, one of them has Mick Foley in it, is amazing.
I'll have to check that out. Speaking of Netflix, did you watch that new Santa Claus movie with Kurt Russell?
I loved it.
I have not seen it yet.
It is so good. I loved it. It is so good.
All right. Yeah, that's what Mike was telling me. He's telling me he was kind of joking about it when we first heard about it, but then he watched it and was like,
dude, it was legit good. Like it could have been, it was good enough to me to be in theaters. Yeah, like that's what
he was saying. And I was like, I haven't seen it yet. I just haven't sat down.
I think you'll like it
to watch it yet. I'll probably try to check it out today, but, yeah, just sitting there watching all these kids, either they're all excited. These are the ones that made me laugh the most, is they're super excited. Oh, Santa. And then once they get up there and they just,
right.
But it's hard to get your kid to stop crying once it starts, he or she starts, especially babies, man. There's a huge old long line. Who knows how long they've been standing there, and the babies are just crying or the babies fall asleep. And, there was one baby that was like, I think it was a girl. She was asleep. I'm knocked out. I'm tired. Let me sleep. And when they got their turn to get Santa, they were like trying to wake her up. Like, oh, come on, wake up. Yeah. And then as soon as the baby like sat down in Santa's lap, she just fell asleep. I was just sitting there laughing. But yeah, I mean, for my guys, I mean, Tiga was always good. Kyle was cool. I think it was Eric and Marky. They were the ones that were just, especially Marky, man. He was little mama's boy. He wouldn't let go of his mom's hand. He just, strangers talk to him, he'll start crying. But he was one of those little crybabies that you sit there and see. But I think the last time that we took the kids to Santa that I can remember, I know we always have, Renee pulls out all the pictures and puts them up now of the kids, but the only one that I really remember now is I think it was just Tiga and Marky then. There was this little crappy mall in Reno. It's no longer there anymore. Everyone called it the Ghetto Mall. And my mom came up just to have lunch one time. And we were walking around and there was a Santa in there. And nobody was there. It was like he was just basically just hanging out, reading a book. And we got customers. So he got all ready and everything. And the kids just went right up. See, that's what I like. When you could just walk up, do what you got to do, take the picture.
Right. Get going. Yep. Yeah.
All these people that go out there and battle with each other in lines on the weekends.
We don't want too many people wising up because then it'll affect those of the people that do that because they'll catch on and be like, oh, we'll go during the week. So
I think keep going
on the weekends, everybody. Yeah. Unless you're cool, then go during the week.
I think the best time to go to Santa, the Easter Bunny, or whatever the reason for to have those is right when it starts. Let's just say, I know sometimes some people start in November with Santa Claus.
Yeah. Does it start like Black Friday weekend? I wonder.
I don't know. I remember I walked into a mall and Santa was already there and I said, I kind of yelled it out. It's not even December yet. I'm one of those guys, everybody. Don't put nothing out Christmas wise until after Thanksgiving or the night of Thanksgiving, but that's my personal preference. But I think that's the best time to do it is when nobody is expecting it. I mean, you can usually go to your local mall and ask, hey, what day are you guys starting? And that's sometimes November, sometimes December 1st. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think those, the earlier the better. Don't go this weekend, but you know damn well this weekend there's going to be some of them down there.
Yeah.
And, man, I just like, and the thing is weird. Sometimes the line organizers just don't do it because there's so many people.
They're worthless sometimes.
I mean, I think when you show, I mean, it's, I'll give it up to those parents that just sit there and battle that line. If I'm the kind of guy, I'll walk up and the line is like 50 people deep. I'm like, forget this. I'd walk away. But man, some people just still get in that line. And I'm like, man, it starts to spill out into the regular shopping part when the line is that long. I'm like, you really going to stand here that long? Your kids are happy now, but let's say you get up.
They'll be grumpy by the time you get up there.
By the time you get up there, man. And I got to give it out to all these Santas that are in the malls, man. Right on, guys. Thank you for doing what you do and putting up with the crying babies, the throw up, the piss, the shit, and everything that they have to deal with, man. I'd like to check out that documentary because maybe they probably.
I think it's called I Am Santa.
They probably do. They talk about the disasters of being Santa.
I think it's been a while since I've seen it, but it is like it shows the length that some of like they follow five people. One of them just happens to be Mick Foley, and it shows the length that these people go to. Like, there's a couple guys, and they're a few of them are a little different, like. Not weird, but just like they really get into it. But when you see them interacting with these children, and one of the things they do is Mick Foley's kids are a little older and like kind of on the cusp of, do I believe or not? And he like, I don't want to ruin it, but shows up for them at the end. Like it'll have you in tears, but in a good way. Like it's a very, very Christmas gives you all the feels type show.
All right. I'm checking Netflix. It's called I Am Santa Claus. It came out in 2014.
Yep. It was on there. I don't know if it still will be.
I don't see.
Damn it. Netflix. Keep something around, bastards.
Nah, it's not on here anymore. Let me check other means.
It's really good, though. I'd highly recommend it.
I kind of want to see this. Talking about all that Santa Claus.
I think you'd really dig it. Yeah, it's cool.
Let me see if it's on. Oh, no. Oh, is that? It's a documentary?
Yeah.
Mick Foley is the main guy?
He's one of them. Yeah, he was advertised in all of
this. This is it. He's on the poster. It's on Amazon Prime, if you guys want to check it out. I Am Santa Claus is a documentary that follows the lives of five real bearded professional Santa Clauses as they anticipate and prepare the coming holiday season while showing them for who they actually are, flawed flesh and blood men, and feel an overbearing responsibility to protect the integrity of the spotless, untarnished reputation of the red suit. All right, man. I'm gonna check this out, man.
I think you'd really like it.
I remember putting this in my queue because I thought it was a movie because I just love Mick Foley. I didn't know it was a documentary, but now I'm gonna check it out. Yeah, it's streaming on Amazon Prime for you Prime watchers. So check it out if you guys have.
I recommend anybody watch it.
But yeah, man, I sit there and look at these Santa Clauses, man. And they put up with a lot, and who knows how much they get? I don't know. But I mean, it's good for them. I mean, it puts smiles on all kids' faces. So
yeah,
that's cool. But I mean, the other thing I love about not so much. There is decorations in malls, but the ones I go to, they don't really go overboard. The mall that I remember going to as a kid was Eastmont Mall in Oakland. It's like the hood, super duper hood mall now. It wasn't as bad as it is now. There's like a police substation in the parking lot and all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how bad it is now. And it was crazy. But I remember going there as a kid with my mom or my dad or whoever, and just it was three floors of just mall, and they all went overboard with the Christmas decorations, and I loved going to that mall during Christmas. I know some of you big giant malls that are everywhere, they really go for it as well, but I like that. And even with the little Santa areas, the part, there's sometimes where there's just a couple trees thrown up, and then there's a chair and there's Santa. But there's some malls that like go way overboard with their Santa Claus theme. Like they have big, huge, giant thrones and the biggest trees you can find and everything. It just depends on the mall you go to. But I mean, I've always liked that. But just going to the mall during the holidays, mainly on the weekends, is something I try to avoid. I know I just talked about all kinds of stuff that I did like that, but there's just sometimes that you get these little asshole kids, like I said, the mall rat ones that just go there and that are just there and they don't do anything, and they walk around, and the rudeness of kids nowadays, not just the holidays, man, but
I wonder if that's one of those things that they all were just at the age now where we realize it, or if they really are different.
I do. They're totally different now. I don't remember doing any of that, because back in my day when I was out there doing my thing, parents or grownups in general didn't care, man. They saw kids getting out of line. They didn't even know if they didn't care if they didn't know them. They would say something like, "Hey, man, mm-hmm. you need to knock that shit off." Now it's like so much. I mean, you say something to these kids, tell them to knock it off. First thing that comes out of their pockets or whoever or phones filming you. Yeah. Oh, this guy's harassing me and da 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 da. This and that. And especially some of these kids, man, they're just so rude. But what you think you're tough? I mean, I hate seeing stuff like that. I just sit there and cringe. Like, I don't remember ever acting.
The funny thing is, you probably are tougher than them. I mean,
I've never acted like that towards grownups out in public. And yes, I have gotten into it with grownups, but not because I was being the asshole.
Not standoffish like that.
Yeah, trying to be cool with them. I mean, no, man. I mean, I never did stuff like that. And my kids, I mean, Marky, he was the only one that I said, dude, you're not cool. If just because your friends are doing it doesn't mean you got to do it. But his friends were all pretty cool, man. There was a couple of them that were a little suspect. But Kyle as well, a couple of his friends, I was like, ugh, you need to stay away from them. But Eric, right now, he seems to be cool with his crew. But, yeah, I mean, just some of these kids there, man, they, like I said, they just go to the mall to hang out and – and just it bugs me, and I don't know. It's just the sign of the times, the changing. I'm getting older, and I'm like, oh man. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I would be one of these. If I was their age, I would have been one of those guys to just go to the mall to beat these kids up, because I just don't like seeing that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially. I mean, I know during the holidays. I mean. You're stressed out about,
but it's not just then though. It's all the time.
No. Yeah. But I'm talking about parents.
Oh, okay.
Dealing with little kids that are crying. I'm not telling you how to parent, but if you're one of those ones that has to get physical with them, don't do it in public. I mean, don't do it at all, but I know there's times where you just push to the limit and, you have to, but oh man, don't do it in public. I hate seeing that. I don't care what the kid did. The kid could have hit you over the head with a bat and you're going off with them. Just don't. Save it for closed doors. Because there was one time, there was this lady just whooping on her kid. He must have been, I don't know, 8 or 9. I don't know what the kid did, but she was just dragging him through the mall. He was kicking and screaming. And I was like, oh, man, I mean, just it's none of my business. But I'm like, man,
I don't want to get all into it. But to me, it feels like if you're doing it in public, you've made it the public's business. Yeah. That's just how I see it.
But I'm just like, oh man, I mean, save it, man. My mom, if we were acting up, no matter where we were, but this plus is back in the days where you could just hit your kids in public and no one will say nothing. But my mom was always like, wait until we get home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'd be nice and try to be cool, but nah, it don't matter how it was. We could be laughing around in the car and thinking, oh, she forgot about it. But now, as soon as you would get in the house, put down her purse, and then that was it. She just went to work on us. Oh, man, I was like, I was deathly afraid of my mom. I did a lot of bad stuff, but I just, if she found out, I mean, is when she really just, my mom did all the disciplining. My dad would come in and lecture us after my mom beat the hell out of us. But most of the beatings we got was because we deserved it. I can say that. Maybe a couple of them that I didn't agree with, but most of the times, a lot of the times, it's because we were fucking up and she beat the hell out of us for acting out. But I never did that with my kids, and my kids act out, but not, they didn't go to the extremes of what me and my brother were doing. So, but again, I'm not trying to teach you guys how to parent. You guys raise your kids the way you want, but don't be one of those parents that just beat your kids just because it makes you feel good. I'm not about that at all. I hate that shit. But I do feel for you parents that are in the mall when your kids are screaming and crying and acting up and all that. I remember you had mentioned trains. Do they have that what's that Christmas train that goes around the country?
No, it was just like a thing that was set up, like whatever holiday it was, like the Easter train. It was the same train, but it was like Easter or Christmas or.
They had a movie of it. Polar Express.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Do they do that around your area?
There's a place around here that does, and I'd always like to go, but I just haven't had the chance.
Yeah, I mean, I never really. I think my kids were much older when that came out, but Renee was like, hey, we should have did this.
I just think it would be fun, like as a seasonal, like a Christmas activity.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to do stuff with Daniel. He just got over being sick. Eric was sick, and then Daniel got it, and Renee got it, Tiga got it. I'm glad.
Are you the last holdout?
I was starting to feel sick, but I didn't. I kind of got an early Christmas present. I had a weekend of wrestling, WWE wrestling last weekend.
Yeah, I saw you went to TLC.
Yeah, at first I went to the holiday show. They had it was a SmackDown Holiday Live, you know, just one of the house shows.
Okay,
that was cool, man. And then the very next day, went to San Jose to TLC, and man, that was awesome. Being way up in the nosebleeds, I didn't care. I was in the building, and I had an awesome time. Man, when you go to wrestling, you just have to get into it because you got to buy into it. You know where you're going.
If you're not, then why are you there? Is how I feel about it.
Exactly. And this goes into a little story. The dude sitting right next to me, to my right, he came up and sat down. And plus, there was like four empty seats. I was like, dude, really? You're going to sit right next to me? But later people came and filled those seats. But he did not clap. He did not hoot and holler. He didn't show any kind of emotion to anyone, any wrestler, anything that happened. There was a ton of awesome stuff that happened.
I went through a phase where I did the websites, like the whatever you want, they used to call them dirt sheets, whatever you want to call them, like really got into the how the match, like how well it was done, how entertaining it was, like, and I got away from like the storyline stuff, and I'm still kind of like that. Like I still analyze like, oh, this wasn't that entertaining. I didn't like this, which you and I both kind of do. We've done it before. So we like, we didn't like, but if I'm there live, I'm going to react because I can act that way just watching TV.
Yeah. I mean, this guy did not show any kind of emotion. I mean,
if we're going to be at a live, enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, you have to buy into it. Cause when we go in there, of course it's the holiday season. And
I mean, if you're watching on TV, you can relax and just watch it, think whatever you want, but
I mean, everybody had their Santa hats on and people just dressed up as Santa Claus with wrestling belts and everything, which was cool, man. Everyone was going to have a good time, and it's during the holidays. That's what I really loved about going to these live events.
The funny thing is you still see some of those people that like buy into it. You feel like completely like they hate all the bad guys. Like there are some heels I don't like, but like they actively just buy into it. Like you would a Game of Thrones or something.
I mean, I was for the heels during this one. All the heels that I wanted to win lost, but it was still, I mean,
like you know, the type of people I mean.
I mean, but it's cool though. I mean, you can get into it and everyone, wrestling.
Yeah, fake. Exactly.
It's not fake. It's scripted, but
yeah, there's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah. But it's still fun to go to these things. I mean, I love watching it on TV. I can hoot and holler all night, but when you're there, the hypeness of the crowd, man, I was like, yeah, I was getting juiced in the line, getting ready to go in. But once I get in, I got my seat, I got my soda with the WWE cup, and yeah, I'm ready. And but then I'd still wait an hour and a half once I got in. I just wanted to get in early because I didn't want.
That sucks that you wouldn't think those type of people would show up to like WWE. They seem to more show up to like independent stuff that are super serious.
Yeah, because this dude did not show any kind of excitement for being there. I mean, I'm sure he probably loves wrestling and can tell you everything about it, but this guy just did not move or anything. And I was like, dude, come on. At one point I almost went, dude, come on, man, get into it. But I wanted to leave him alone.
You're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, he kind of looked like a Jeffrey Dahmer kind of guy. I mean, that to me, that's what he looked like. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was still fun. It was an awesome time, and I love how everybody, the WWE universe, both nights, Saturday night and Sunday night.
How about how that phrase has really caught on? Like everybody thought it was dumb at first, but now it seems like everybody's accepted that word.
Yeah, well, for you wrestling fans, you guys know what it is. I mean, for us, man, we know. But when you say
it's but I mean, like it seemed like at first everybody was like, "Oh, that's stupid," but now it's at least for me, I'm kind of like, "Okay, I'm used to it."
I mean, I like saying it. I mean, it's cool. But for everyone there, both nights, Saturday and Sunday night, everybody was in the holiday spirit. I mean, next year if I go to one, I'm going to buy them. Everybody was wearing those ugly sweatshirts, the WWE ones.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Everybody had those on. And I was like, damn, man. I remember seeing them on the WWE shop and all that. Those look stupid. But all the cool ones I saw that night, I was like, man, this lady in front of me, she had a Hardy Boys one. And I was like, that one's awesome. And then I saw an Undertaker, an Ultimate Warrior one, John Cena and everyone else. I'm like, man, next year I'm buying one. I don't care.
My New Year's resolution for 2019, and I've never stuck to them. The funny thing is I always say, oh, I'm going to, you know, work on losing weight and stuff like that. And this year I've actually done it, but it really had nothing to do with my resolution or anything. But my resolution for this coming year is to be more current and keep up with wrestling. Cause I feel like it's always there. I always know what's going on, but I am bad at sitting down to watch it. So like I spent all last week getting caught up on NXT and NXT UK. So I'm current with those now.
As far as pay-per-views, I watch every single one of them.
Yeah, I've gotten bad at that.
Raw and SmackDown, I catch mainly just highlights of everything. If there's something that I have to see, I'll go on Hulu and watch it. But I know what's going on. I mean, I follow all the wrestling sheets and everything and know the storylines of everything that's going on. So, but TLC, man, it was overall good. There was a couple matches that were
coming. I didn't see it, but I heard from Twitter that the Natty Neidhart and I forget who it was match was one of the worst matches of the year.
Ruby Riott was the worst.
Yeah,
was the
worst. What like I was seeing like everywhere.
Oh no, man, that match was good.
Okay,
I liked it. I mean, it seemed like the ladies were the only ones going through the tables. I mean, because they had that match. That one was good. I liked.
I heard the main event was really good.
Oh, man, that was hella good. Asuka and Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch, they went so hard. chairs, tables, ladders, chairs. They went through all of it, and it was glorious. Oh, my God. Busted through the announce table.
Or do you mean glorious?
Dumb. He was there, but he didn't do
it. I love that. I love that.
I don't like Bobby Roode.
He's, to me, I don't know. I just love it. I love the song. I don't know if I like, I mean, he's okay, but I love the, like, I battle with myself. I want to make that my ringtone. Like, it was bad.
Remember how hard they were pushing him when he first came over?
Yeah, he was a huge NXT thing, and then he kind of, you know, when things get, that's a whole nother show, when acts that are big on NXT get to the main roster, but yeah, he was.
Then they don't do anything with him. So, but I don't know, man. But overall, man, there was,
maybe it's hint that different people are in charge of each thing. That could be.
Yeah, we'll see.
Vince is in charge of one, Triple H is in charge of the other, just saying.
But I mean, overall, man, I had a good time. I think the next match or the next pay-per-view is...
is it Royal Rumble, or is there something between before
that? Royal Rumble's next. I kind of want to go to that. Maybe not.
Where is it at?
It's in Phoenix, I think. Uh-huh. I didn't even know TLC was going to be in San Jose until I looked it up and I saw it. I was like, oh, man, I'm going. So I had to. And the house show the night before, Saturday night, the holiday tour, I mean, that was just a bonus. I didn't even know that was happening, but then I saw it was. I said, man, I'm going both nights. So
was there anything good on there?
I thought all the matches were good. I mean, it was cool. When you go to these house shows, I mean, there's hardly ever anyone there, but everyone's still, the people that are there, they still get into it. So it was amazing. I want to go to an NXT house show, because all the ones I've seen, like online and everything, they're in much smaller venues. So I'd love to go.
I'd love to go to either if you go to Phoenix, you could probably play it to where you could go to TakeOver.
Are they going to have one before?
I'm pretty sure they are.
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Because they usually have them before the big few, like Rumble, Mania, and I'm pretty sure they are.
I'll have to look into it, but I'm going to cross my fingers and hopefully I can get down there and get to it. I went once and it was awesome. But yeah, that is the beginning to the road to WrestleMania. So it was good. But like going back to Christmas, they did have the holiday spirit there. The WWE universe did represent for the holidays. So that was,
did awesome. They have a Santa?
Just the one I saw walking around with the title belt on. And speaking of title belts, man, I want one. I mean, I always made fun of those guys that walked around with them at these events.
I just kind of want one to have one.
Yeah, I mean, I want one to, I'll have it. I'll have it displayed here in the house. But then when I go to these, I want to be one of those guys walking around with the belt and everything, man. I think the hardcore dudes are the ones that have two over the shoulders and they're wearing one. Those are the dudes that are real hardcore. But those things are expensive. I see the prices on them. I think the time to, I should have bought it then, is when Toys R Us was going out of business, because they had some belts there and they were at clearance, dude. They're usually like in the hundreds. Mm-hmm. And these ones, dude, I think it was like $60. I was like,
oh, yeah, that would have been the time to do it.
I should have bought it. I fucked up, but. Yeah, man, Christmas is next week and New Year's is shortly after. I don't have no resolution.
I've never been a big New Year's fan.
I mean,
like, I don't know why. I just don't care for it.
If I go somewhere, yeah, it's cool. But if I don't, I'm usually almost like fighting to stay awake to see the ball drop. But then other than that, man, I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. I got to get up and work tomorrow. I don't even know when New Year's is this year.
What do you get? It's will be that Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I'll be working all day.
What do you get for Christmas?
I'm off Christmas.
Have you ever worked Christmas?
Once I did. I'll get into that when we're off air.
You know what? You told that on the show, I think, to me. I do know.
Yeah.
I remember.
All right. Yeah, that was the only time I did it. But other than that, I mean, I usually stay home. I work Thanksgiving. That one was. It was easy money this year, man. We didn't do nothing and got paid big. So it was cool. But hey, everybody out there, I mean, holiday shopping and everything, do be careful out there. The crazies do come out. And as far as walking to your car, especially at night, there are those bad guys that are out there. So kind of keep an eye out. Look over your shoulder. Hold on to your kids as well. Bad or not, I mean, still hold on to them, because sometimes these drivers just don't care. And I see all kinds of stories and everything of kids getting hit at the mall because they're running around. Their parents aren't have them under control, especially during, like, now in the holidays. I mean, everybody, especially this weekend, everyone's going to be at the malls or shopping centers, whatever you have. But just be careful out there. And if the weather is bad in your area, if it's snowing super hard or raining or whatever, stay in the house. People, they'll understand that you just went through a storm. But if you have to go out there, chin up if you have to. Be careful, and just, yeah, have a good holiday season. I know holiday seasons are tough for some families as well as mine, and I don't mean to bring the show down at the end, but I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine. Her son had passed last month, and I'd seen her last weekend, and she was a wreck. And I can't imagine. I felt her pain, and I know how it feels, especially during these holidays. You just act like you felt like you don't want to do it. You can't do it. I mean, everyone out there, man, everyone, it's the holidays are the wacky season, man. It just, depression and everything kicks in. I mean, not just for me, but for a lot of people. Anyone, I mean, I don't know what it is. Sometimes just holidays. Just
bring for me, it's always been like, I've never really, knock on wood, dealt with depression, but the closest I come is like, I love the winter, but that January, when like you're so amped up through, well, for us it's Halloween, that whole 3 month period is all the holidays back to back, and then you just hit that dull period where there's nothing, and it takes some adjustment sometimes for me.
Yeah, for me and my family, it's just like, let's get through it. Once January 1st hits, the clock starts over. And to me, for me personally.
So you're good. Like, it's better than.
Yeah. For me, it's like, as soon as January hits, I'm like, okay. I mean, that pain goes away for a little bit until next year. But I mean, that's for me personally. I don't, everyone feels different, and I don't want anyone to stop listening to the show, because sometimes we just talk about the things that don't make you feel good. But I mean, that's what I like about big guys. We can talk about that type of stuff. But I mean, like I said, the holidays is a hard time for a lot of families out there. But just know that the holiday spirit never leaves you. You might think you never go back to it again, but you do eventually. But I mean, everyone, man, you just gotta be. We gotta stick together, man. There's a ton of crazy stuff going on here in America as well as other parts of the world. I said this on one of my shows when I did a show about homeless people. I know you see those homeless people out there everywhere you go, all throughout the world, all throughout this great nation of ours. But if you guys can, if those Toys for Tots, if you can do that for somebody, I'm not saying anyone do it.
Or sometimes there's those stores that have like those angel trees.
Yeah. Do something.
So they have like the child's name.
Yeah, do something like that. I mean, because there's a lot of kids in orphanages and everything that they're going to be spending their holiday there. Do something. Sign one of those little things. Donate to something. Buy a toy for a kid that's in need. Give a homeless guy a cup of coffee or buy him something warm. He or she, something hot to eat. Because it is cold out there, man. It's especially in our areas, myself and Big Jesse here. Man, it's freezing out there. And I feel for some of these homeless people. The homeless situation is getting out of control. I mean, not just in my area, but everywhere. I watch the news and everything, and I see stuff like that. But I have done it before. I'm not saying you guys should, but if you can, if you have the means to donate to something or
and anything. You were saying about being together. I mean, whatever you believe in, whatever your politics or anything, like, we need. And this is going to be something, I mean, call it cliche, whatever, but we all need to stick together now more than ever in this country, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just be there for each other.
Yeah. I mean, as Americans, we need to be together. I mean, yeah.
Put everything aside and just be there for each other as people.
I know. Yeah. As a human race, we all need to take care of one another. But I know there's some people that think other words, but especially now during the holidays. I mean, there's this good holiday song. It came out back in the 80s. I think it's called Do They Know It's Christmas Time or something. It was basically the Christmas version of We Are the World. About helping. That's what I'm trying to say about helping people, especially in other parts of the world that are just war-ridden and they have nothing anymore because their house got hit by a missile or something, or just people that live out in the middle of nowhere. And do they even, like they said, do they even know it's Christmas time? I can't remember all the artists that were in it. I think
that song. It's like, there's something about Christmas time or something like that. Is it that?
It came out in 1984.
Okay. I'll have to look it up.
It was called Band Aid. Do They Know It's Christmas?
I know I've heard it. I just.
Yeah. It was 84. Let me see. I'll try to read off some of the performers that were in it. I know Sting was in it. I remember like Duran Duran and Wham, George Michael, and Bananarama. These are all 80s. Groups, everyone, if you have no idea who I'm talking about. But there was a lot of people in this, man, and it was a good song. Okay, here's the vocalist. Got one guy from Cool the Game. You got Bono from U2, Phil Collins, Chris Cross, Boy George from Culture Club. He was in it. Gary Kemp, Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran, George Michael, and just a ton of other people. Paul Young, Jody Watley, David Bowie. It was a good song, man. I mean, I think that's a song that, I mean, I love We Are the World. That was an awesome song as well. But this one was Do They Know It's Christmas? It was, I remember when it came out, I was 13 when this came out. I was kind of like, whatever. But now that I'm much older and as I got older, when hearing this song, I heard it the other day when I was walking around the mall, and it was something that it touched me. Like, man, I mean, it makes you think, everyone. If you guys have not heard this song, mainly it's just about things that go on in other sides of the world, I mean, people that are hungry and everything. And I know we try to help them as much as we can, but here in America, let's help each other out. I mean, like you said, even if you don't agree with their religious or
none of that stuff matters views, when you're
I mean, as long as you,
it's a person across from you.
Yeah, I mean, help someone out if you can. I'm not saying you should, and I'm not gonna think any different of you if you don't. I mean, just if you can. I mean, I can when I can. I'm not one of those guys that helps them out every time I see someone that needs help. But I mean, even if you have a friend now or a friend with kids that just out there struggling, if you can feel you can do that to help their kids or to help them feel good during Christmas, because there's some of my friends where I have done it. I don't do it every year, but I have done it to just help them put a smile on their face for something, or have put something warm inside someone's stomach, or to drink or to eat or anything. Just if you guys can. I'm not saying you have to do it, but there's a lot of people that are struggling out there. If you can help them, you have the means to help, please do. Go help out at these homeless centers. They always have Christmas dinners. You can just help serve or help clean up. I've done that numerous times in the Bay Area at our Native Center. And I mean, I do it just to do it, because I'm not doing it because I want to feel good and put this on my resume. No, I mean, I did it because, I mean, to me, I felt it was right to do that, to help people and everything. And then that's the kind of guy I am. But As far as that, I think we need to come to a close. You got anything else?
I just want to give a shout out to a man who wished all of us, you, me, Zisu, a Merry Christmas. Shout out to Stephen Loblat, who has always been an awesome listener. I think you know him personally.
Steve, I say his name anytime I get a chance. He is an awesome listener. He is our number one. He is our super fan.
I'd say he is, yeah.
Of course, man. He has been there from the beginning for me and all this. For every single show we've done, he's been there, as well as you guys, as well as the Padded Room. I always got to give love to them and the Horror Returns, everything. Our little
circle. I don't know about them, though.
all our little circle of friends. Well, we're not friends, man. We're family of everything. And he's been there, man. He's an awesome guy. I hung out with him once at a show. He was on my show. I finally got an interview with him, but it was cool, man. But he's around, man. Steve's a good guy. He's got an awesome wife and everything, man. Hopefully we can do more with him next year. We'll see. But right on, Steve, man. Man, I love you, bro. Thank you so much for what you do for all of us.
That's all I've got.
All right, everyone. We're out of here. I know we kind of touched a little bit of Christmas. But, hey, that's what we do. You guys should know that by now if you're listening. I know Steve knows.
So. Yeah, he knows. He'll tell everybody else.
But, all right, brother, man, thank you so much for another awesome. We got to do more. We're going to do more. I promise you, everyone.
The blind episode's coming, everyone.
Speaking of that, let's end it with a blind question. I
feel like that should be our first episode of 2019.
All right, definitely. Well, let me tease you guys with one
more. All right, yeah, let's
one more question. Let's hear this. Let me
Okay. And while you're doing that, check out the Crypto Files. That's Horacopies on Hiatus. Crypto Files is a show that I do with my friend Kelly. We basically talk about anything creature, like Bigfoot-ish related or paranormal. So everybody can check that out.
Okay. Here's one. Have you ever ridden a bike?
No. Well, I rode like a, I think it was like a two-seater or something with my mom when I was younger, but I've never rode an actual bike that I can remember, other than an exercise bike, but those don't count. But I know there's blind people that do ride bikes. I just never did.
All right. Well, let me throw one more question at you. I can't remember who asked this. Do you use the public Braille signs, and how do you know where they are? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I never have. Like, I'm glad they're there, but I've never, like, if I'm with somebody and they like walk me to the restroom, like, I obviously know I'm going in the right one because they're telling me it's the right one. Like, I've never had to use those signs. Like, you know what? No, that's a lie. I've used the elevator buttons by myself, like the Braille that's on the elevators. I've used those.
Here's one that's kind of like ATM. You go to ATM. If you do the walk up one, of course they're right there.
Yes, but other than that, I have no idea why. I know what you're like the walk up one, yes, but there's no way you're reaching your hand out and feeling that.
There's one, that thing. There's some in the drive through. That have you go.
You have to switch seats.
I don't know. Maybe.
I guess they're for the walk up only. Like that's the only thing I can think of.
But they have them in drive-thrus, man. I'm like, I remember noticing. I never really noticed all these things until I met you, because I think about you when I see these type of things, the Braille stuff. And I'm like, why is it in the drive-thru? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
If you're blind, you're not going to be driving. But I don't know. That's just me.
No idea.
Maybe it's just a one design that they just, hey.
That's what it might be, because I don't know. Like, I remember when I was younger, I didn't need it because I knew what I'd want. But the big, it was always cool, and they had Braille menus at McDonald's. Like, that was a big thing when I was a kid growing up.
I've never seen that. I'm going to have to look next time.
You have to, like, ask for them, but they have them.
Another one. I mean, I see signs, like, when I'm walking. Let's say I'm at a convention center, Comic-Con, for example. I notice there's signs right before doors. But, I mean, do you touch the wall to see if there's a sign so you can read?
No.
Because I'm like, First of all, I mean, there are, I do see blind people going to Comic-Con, and that's another thing. That'd be hard.
Assume I'd be with somebody, though.
Yeah, so I mean, I've seen people with people because they're holding on to them, but there's sometimes where I see the adventurous guys walking through a packed crowd.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That's just me, though. I mean, there's some people that would, but I just would not.
Oh, man. I'm like, whoa, man. I mean, everyone's like getting out of he or she's way, but I'm like, man, that's pretty ballsy, man. You're just, I mean, especially if I'm in front of the person and I don't see him and he hits me with a cane, this is me, everybody. I immediately turn around to like, what the hell? But I don't know. I just something I just can't get.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Because
I wouldn't walk through by myself.
I mean, I see these little braille things right before doors and I'm like, I wonder
what they say.
It says like the room number A, whatever. But I'm saying, do you walk up to the walls to feel if there's a sign?
No, I guess you would if you were like in a hotel by yourself, like staying somewhere. But like, I've never been in that situation. Okay. But like at college, like I would use the braille on the elevator buttons.
Oh, here was a question. I think it was Eric or Tiga or Marky, one of them. They were like, when you go to the bathroom, I mean, I know it's different in your house because you know it like the back of your hand, but when you go to like public restrooms, and just say you're by yourself when you go in there, you're obviously dragging your cane on the floor. But the question was, well, when he goes into a public restroom, does he know where to pee or?
I'm usually lucky enough to be with someone who can go in and point that stuff out with me.
Well, I pictured I was laughing. I think it was Eric who asked it. I'm like, he doesn't just walk in and pee on the floor. I mean, he's
no. And bathrooms are kind of laid out similar ways, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into the story now. There's another bathroom story. I'll save it for the next big guys because it kind of blew me away, especially with today's times. I mean, it's nothing that offends me, but I know there's people that does offend. But anyway, it's the whole sharing a bathroom thing. So we'll talk about that on the next episode.
Here's a little teaser for that. I have held my cane in very easily displayed fashion and walked in with someone into the women's bathroom when there was no other choice.
What's different, man? Obviously
I know, but I've been confronted by it, and one I can tell you that off air sometime. No, it was pretty shitty.
Save it for the show.
Yeah, I'll tell you on the show.
All right, everybody, man, we're out of here because it's about that time, and I gotta hit the road.
We'll be back in the new year.
Yeah, well, the big guys will definitely be back next year. A quick little note for all you holiday travelers, do not pack every fucking thing you own and jam it in one bag.
Do you get that a lot?
Yes.
Like, is it mostly bad packers?
Oh,
in
my
the
God.
World?
I mean, they pack like the whole, they'll bring the kitchen sink with them. I hate it. Spread it out into a few bags. Yes, it does cost for some airlines. Not Southwest. Bags fly free. But anyway, just don't go over 50 pounds because then you get charged.
Now, that was an ad before, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, but just don't pack everything in a bag because if you jam everything in there, the zippers aren't that strong. And if those things bust open, it's a headache for you. It's a headache for us.
Right.
And we have to, you don't like getting to your final destination and seeing that your bag's busted open. And maybe
that's a topic for one of the shows sometime. If you have stories, but just some of the weird shit you've come across people packed that have like fallen out or something.
There's a lot of weird things I've seen, but yeah, just use a few bags, ladies and gentlemen. Don't jam everything in one bag. Like I said, it's a headache for you. It's a headache for me and all of us. So we want to get you where you need to go. Get all your stuff there and do not wrap presents because the TSA, they're going to open it. So don't wrap that. Don't wrap anything. Wrap it when you get there. So that's if you're checking it. Yeah, just don't. I mean, because you can obviously run it through a scanner up during the regular security. But if you're checking something, don't wrap it because they're going to open it. So that's just another safety tip. And get to the airport early. All you stragglers that come at the last.
I figured everybody pretty much did that now. You mean people still don't?
Yeah. Yes. Every day people come running up at the last second and then they get mad because their bag didn't make it. Whoa. Well, you should have showed up early. Show up right now, especially during the holidays. I would say show up at least 2 hours before.
I thought it was always two hours. Oh, we always just do two just in case. Yeah, like just, whenever
yeah, it's just for you, just in case people. But right now, first, definitely show up 2 hours before. You don't know how long that security line is going to be, or much less if you have to check something in at the ticket counter. So just plan ahead, everyone. Everyone out there, be safe wherever you're traveling to this time.
I always thought that was common sense. That surprises me that people still don't.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. But everyone, we want you guys all to have a happy holiday. Have a Merry Christmas. We're going to say Merry Christmas. I know some of you people don't, but we're going to say it. Merry Christmas.
You dealt everyone. With it all these years. You can deal with it.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
It won't hurt you. Merry Christmas. Happy. And it's not Xmas, it's Christmas.
I say Xmas every now and then, especially when I'm typing it. But anyway. Happy New Year, everybody. If we didn't see you last time, happy Thanksgiving for that, whenever that was.
Yeah, we didn't. We did a Halloween one.
I think we didn't do it. But, oh, man. You know what? Speaking of Thanksgiving, I did not eat any turkey at the house.
Wow. I sure did.
I ate everything at work. By then, I was full. And then I went out and dealt with all the madness of the sales and everything. So, but, yeah, everyone, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next year. Not as long. We'll give you more episodes. Well, maybe we'll give you three next year instead of two. So, hey, man, until next time, everyone. Again, everyone, be good to each other. Be well. Be excellent to each other. We love you all, everyone that listens to us. Thank you so much for listening to everything here on the Skater Nest Podcast Network. Everything with the Purely Random Podcast Network, all that stuff, all our friends and family out there, we love you all. Jess, brother, I love you. You know this.
Yep, and same to you.
Merry Christmas. Give your mom and everyone else love and the future.
Did you get your candy yet that you always ask for every year?
No, but it's in everyone's heads. So okay. Everybody knows.
I want to text on Christmas Day to let me know if you actually got some.
Yeah, I did. So give my love to the future Mrs. Big Jesse.
What if that was actually what you are now, Mr. and Mrs. Big Jesse?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna call it. But anyway, all right, everyone. Until next time, I'm Big Niz,
Big Jesse,
and you were listening to the Big Guys Podcast. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
Merry Christmas,
party,
Happy New Year,
party on, and yeah.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.